Diversity, equity, and inclusion, perfectly synchronized with steal, kill, and destroy. The global surge of diversity, equity, and inclusion, now a social component woven into the fabric of ESG standards, marks a potent force on the global stage. Yet we still struggle to learn whether it is a force for good or a potentially diabolical one. Crucial to understand is how the terms diversity, equity, and inclusion have radically veered over time into very different meanings. Originally, diversity conveyed the idea of providing individuals from diverse backgrounds with equal access to affiliate within a given group or association. Equity, in its inception, revolved around the idea of upholding consistent standards for all individuals and groups. Everyone has a stake and is a stakeholder. Inclusion, in its primary sense, signified inviting people of varied backgrounds and identities to fully partake in a group or association to become like members of the family. However, in the current context of DEI, these terms have morphed to symbolize imposing very different standards, demanding preferential outcomes based on factors such as race, sex, and gender identity, with a notable emphasis on skin color. White people, in particular, are often viewed as problematic and targeted for displacement, reflecting a destructive force. In these ways, DEI's destructive force is tantamount to stealing, killing, and destroying. Not unifying but dividing and demolishing. While some still champion DEI as a unifying force, an increasing body of evidence suggests otherwise. Instances of disproportionate negative treatment towards whites in workplaces, coupled with race-based firings and layoffs that seemingly subvert labor laws, belie DEI's proclaimed goal of unity. Negative treatment towards whites within workforces and race-based firings/layoffs that subvert federal and state labor laws by undermining existing equal employment opportunity laws and policies, make clear to an objective observer, DEI's track record reflects disruption and disunity, not unity. The supposedly appropriate DEI initiatives make many people feel their futures are being stolen, with shortened career paths and diminished opportunities for advancement based solely on skin color. DEI's departure from the ethical standards championed by Dr. Martin Luther King that focused on character over skin color constitutes a form of stealing. According to the Oxford Dictionary, stealing means to take another person's property without permission or legal right and without intending to return it. Therefore, DEI steals. DEI also inflicts a form of killing. Individuals' merit and core competencies often take a backseat to skin color, impacting personal dignity and ambition, as DEI initiatives, particularly those focused on equity, undermine the very qualities that inspire excellent work. Excellence and work ethic are the very attributes that provide drive and ambition toward high performance and quality work. But relatively speaking, DEI initiatives kill personal dignity and ambition. To be sure, the Oxford definition of killing is to put an end or cause the failure or defeat of something. Current DEI implementations specifically comport with this definition. The culmination of DEI initiatives, especially those fixated on equity, lead to destruction and humiliation. They amount to retributive acts towards whites solely based on skin color. DEI policies, targeted to disadvantage and humiliate certain people, lead to the dismantling of work groups, eroding business excellence and efficiencies, ultimately culminating in the collapse of entities that would otherwise create prosperity. Destroy is defined in the Oxford Dictionary as to ruin someone emotionally or spiritually. To utterly defeat someone. With honesty and sincerity, we can easily recognize that some of the DEI-associated actions we've experienced or read about do produce destruction. The mindset that destroys the individual leads to destroying work groups, which leads to destroying business excellence and efficiencies, which results in breakdown. Equity, the Marxist infection. The unspoken fact, the collapse of business and society aligns with DEI's fundamental goals. With equity as its focus, DEI mirrors Karl Marx's schemes to undermine capitalism and free markets. A commitment to diversity alone or inclusion alone doesn't carry the destructive elements of stealing, killing, and destroying. It's the equity element that rejects meritocracy while embracing Marxist principles and instigating actions that weaponize the ominous trio. A commitment to diversity in and of itself can be a smart business move as the United States becomes more diverse and continues to expand and flourish with diverse people groups. The simple commitment to diversity doesn't steal, kill, and destroy. Likewise, a commitment to inclusion doesn't steal, kill, and destroy. Inclusion simply provides workplaces and communities that are more open and accepting. An inclusive environment resembles a nuanced extended family scenario. Inclusions are designed to help reduce the stress of dealing with hierarchical stereotypes of closed management rungs while helping people foster kinship with corporate missions and goals. It is only equity that eschews meritocracy and demands equal outcomes. Its underlying Marxist principles drive actions that steal, kill, and destroy. Equity lives as the mindset of those who adhere to the notorious anti-God, anti-business, pro-state-run Marxist philosophies. Marx's singular goal was to inculcate ideas and policies that would bring about a communist utopia that rejects personal attributes of excellence and competence. His utopian schemes aimed to flatten and replace corporate hierarchies with government/state-run entities. Having mooched off his parents and never holding a real job, Marx declared that people who were educated, competent, and deserving of merit and advancement were unworthy of esteem. Instead, Marx demanded that all people should share the same income and advancement levels. He ignored market-based incentives toward excellence. He highlighted people's malaise, not excellence. With DEI, Marx's diabolical dreams have become our nightmarish reality. Since the diabolical dreams of Marx find expression in DEI constructs, the current concoction is aptly seen as the devil's brew. Anti-God roots yield destructive fruit. Karl Marx's disdain for God infects DEI's divisive actions. Rejecting individual attributes of excellence and competence, DEI, especially with equity, seeks to equalize income and advancement levels, mirroring Marx's communist ideals. The DEI concept should ideally be altruistic, focusing on diversity and inclusion, which foster sincere diversity initiatives. Objectively viewed, DEI's current fruit reveals DEI as a selfish, communistic force infused with nefarious intentions. Far from fostering unity and flourishing for all, DEI reflects the destructive ideologies of Karl Marx. Intrinsic to his worldview, Marx was grotesquely vitriolic and hateful towards any notion of God. He emphatically declared his war against God. It's therefore unsurprising that his theories and schemes are all designed to steal, kill, and destroy. These are the hallmarks of what the thief Satan comes to do. Attempts to revise Karl Marx and his diabolical acts and schemes fail because socialism and his ultimate utopia, communism, are specifically designed to carry out principles that steal, kill, and destroy. True diversity efforts should be altruistic, moral, and ethical. A focus on diversity and inclusion, while wholly rejecting the demands of equity, can allow sincere diversity initiatives to once again flourish. Judging DEI on its current fruit means acknowledging it is selfish, communistic, and infused with evil schemes and intentions that reflect the avowedly demoniac Karl Marx. Regrettably, DEI does not reflect unity and cannot support the flourishing of all humankind.